This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Being here today, the time on my watch right now is 20:03. The date today, 10/19/2015. There will never be another day like this. Today is Siobhan's birthday. Siobhan is my significant other. She is the backbone to my back. She is my girlfriend and love of my life. So happy birthday to Siobhan. I want to thank you for being here today. Today is going to be a special day. In the last episode, I gave you an overview and action points on beginning your journey in an uncomfortable lifestyle. No matter how insignificant or easy you believe the first step is, you must do it because, to be frank, it's not significant nor is it easy. To recap, we spoke about taking 100% responsibility for your life and actions, thoughts, attitude, belief, etc. I remember when I heard this principle for the first time, I couldn't believe that there were so many areas of my life that I didn't take responsibility for. I blamed everyone and everything from the government all the way down to my family. Yes, my mom, my dad, my situation, my experiences. I started to become conscious of the choices I made, and most of these choices initiated in thought. And that is what we will focus on today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about thought and thinking. The very act of thinking is automatic to most of us. And naturally, or should I say socially, habitually, culturally, we are comfortable when we think negative thoughts. Here's some examples. Why does this always happen to me? I can never achieve that. I can't find a better job. I'll never have any money. My family isn't wealthy and I won't be wealthy. I don't have enough. I am poor. I cannot learn as good as that person can. I cannot lose weight. I'm big boned. That's just the way I was born. It's hard. Life is hard. To be honest, thoughts are things, and things, just like thoughts, have energy. And energy is never created or destroyed. Energy just is. Like attracts like. You attract to you the very things you think about because things are energy and thought is energy. Knowing that concept, would you change your thoughts? The process of thinking shouldn't be automatic. You should always be conscious to your thought and control them, demand them, and have power to change negative thoughts into positive ones. I once heard a quote that stuck with me, and whose source, I don't know, I just don't remember who said this quote, but it goes something like this. Thoughts don't stay in my head rent-free. Okay? To elaborate on the quote, let me share with you an idea. If you owned a home, more specifically an income property, and you are in the process of choosing tenants, what would you look for in that person? Do you look for a negative, untrustworthy person, someone with no integrity or with a bad attitude? Honestly, really, I could see your listing on Craigslist right now. Beautiful home located in a nice part of town, rent is $1,000, looking for a tenant who cannot be trusted, who never cleans, must have bad attitude, must be able to destroy my investment property, and no pets. Thoughts are tenants in your mind. To think negatively is to allow your thought tenant to reside in your home's mind, skipping out on rent, ruining your progress and attracting all that your negative heart desires. Instead, allow manual thoughts. Think about your thinking. What are you thinking this exact minute? What are you thinking this exact minute? I'm sure you have to try hard to see it. Think and see. Have every thought, no matter how insignificant, pay to stay. If they pay to stay, make them positive, hopeful, peaceful, happy, faithful, wonderful, careful, creative, imaginative, wealthy. Remember our formative years? Remember when you were young? I remember growing up and playing house with a few neighborhood kids outside. A line of bushes alongside our apartment building was thought to be our swimming pool. So I said, hey guys, these bushes right here, it's not a bush. It's our swimming pool. Okay, it's the backyard of our house. We're playing house. Okay. After we imagined that, then it no longer was a line of pricky bushes, dirty. It wasn't. We really actually thought it was a swimming pool. And as a side note, we jumped in it. We did. We actually made backstrokes act as if we were swimming inside these dirty bushes. God only knows what insects lurked within them. I mean, it was just a thing to do. We imagined, we created it, and it was it, okay? So what happens? Over time, our imagination hardens because life happens. We get older. We can't think immaturely anymore. What happens? Social expectancy changes. To apologize about that. It changes. Human nature has changed. No longer are kids outside, right? Imagine if you see some kids like we were jumping inside of bushes, dirty bushes, a whole line of row of them, doing backstrokes with their hands to motion as if they were swimming. What would you think about those kids right now? Honestly, what would you? All right, let's go into some definitions. Let's define the word thought. Thought, the capacity or faculty of thinking, reasoning, imagining, okay? The product of mental activity that makes one think, a thought. Meditation, contemplation, and recollection, a thought. Let's define think, okay? To have a conscious mind, to some extent of reasoning, remembering, experiences, making rational decisions, okay? To employ one's mind rationally and objectively in evaluating or dealing with a given situation. To have a certain thing as the subject's one thought. To call something to one's conscious mind. To be conscious, you have to be up. You have to be awake. You have to be aware. You have to be on manual mode. Okay? Your subconscious is automatic. We have to program that subconscious. And that's what we're going to try to do here and get uncomfortable. But let's look deeper, though. The definition of thought, to consider something as a possible action, choice, to invent or conceive of something, conscious mind, to invent or conceive of something. Here's a little nugget from the Gestalt. How is it possible that the act of thinking is linked to invention, creation, conceiving? All things that you see around you started as thought. To create something is to think. To think is to invent. To invent is to attract the necessary people, resources, support needed to conceive the invention. The invention is thought. Knowing this concept, what will you start attracting? What will you start noticing about your thought patterns and processes? Universal laws are specific and your thoughts are not spared, okay? You always deserve exactly what you get. You always, under no flaw, will attract to you the things, people, environment, money, and or lack thereof that you want. You cannot bend this law, okay? The law really cares not. It doesn't care if it's positive or negative. You are the creator of your life. You are the owner of your manifestations. That's why we go back to the previous episode. Take 100% responsibility for your life because you created it. Boom. Okay? The inner world is a wonderful place because all is created from within. Without is a mirrored reflection of within. To change your without, you must begin within. To change your without in a positive way, you must start to program your thoughts, put them on manual mode, check yourself, ask yourself, demand of yourself to find other ways to think positively. Tap into your patterns and change their course, thus changing your course of action, thus changing what you see without. I hope you got all of that. If not, just rewind it a little bit, okay? It's a podcast. Stream it, rewind it, get it. I have come up with 3 simple steps that you could do right now to tap into your inner and control your thoughts, okay? I did this for months. Actually, these very 3 steps is something that I did for months, and I'm going to do them now with you. For 1 week, I'm still learning and exercising manual thinking. I don't want my thoughts on automatic. You know? Do you trust yourself to just start thinking? I want to direct my thoughts. So I came up with 3 steps, something that I used, and you know the values in my experience. So before I get into that, let me share with you a story about my garage just about a week ago. Okay, coming home one night, it was rainy, it was disgusting outside, and in my neighborhood, really, there's parking is very limited. I mean, sometimes I would have to park 3-4 blocks away. You know, depending on what time you come home, you're not getting a spot, put it like that. So I have a garage. I manifested this beautiful house, home that I live in, and it comes with a detached garage with 1 space inside, and you know, maybe you could squeeze a space outside, but no driveway, just right off the curb, garage, bang. So I come home, I'm in this state where I'm just tired, I just want to pull in my garage and maybe go inside, shower, go to bed, grab a bite to eat, whatever the case. I just knew that I was ready to come in. So I pull up on around the corner of my street, and I notice that there is a car dead stomp in front of my garage door. There's just no way I could get in. Okay? Mind you, we moved here in this home October 1st. So obviously it was empty for a while, and maybe people don't know. So I did the nice thing one day. I put a note on someone's truck and said, "Hey, you know, I know you might not know, but we're here, and you know, just very nicely not to park there again." Very nice. But that night, I couldn't do that. I just needed to go in my garage. So there's a sign on my garage door that says, "Hey, towing, here's the number. This is how much it's going to cost. No parking here." So I called it. It was a Mustang. I called the number and I said, "Hey, listen, there's somebody in front of my garage, and we're going to need them towed." "Okay, we're coming right over." The tow truck came within a matter of 15 minutes, and I was heated. I felt so disrespected by the whole thing, the way they parked. It's almost like it was intentional. That's my first thought process. And I was just like, I could leave a note, and I really wanted to. Something inside of me was burning and said, "You know what, Stace? I felt so bad about calling the tow truck. I actually wanted someone to say no to me. I called Siobhan. I said, "Hey, listen, I'm calling the tow truck." I called someone else. You know, I needed that. "Don't do it, Stacy." But I did. I did do it. And tow truck came, cars removed. That's it. End of story. Got in my spot. No worries, right? I saw the young man that he came, you know, the next day I saw him from my kitchen window. He came. I knew it was him because he went to my garage, got the number, and then started walking back. It's just a young guy, you know, hat to the back. He was just like, I prayed for him that night. I really wanted him to have the funds to take the car out of the garage or the lot or the impound lot or whatever the case. So yesterday, you know, how these two relate. yesterday, I come home, I have some grocery bags, and, you know, I go outside in the backyard, and there's this pretzel, like crushed up pretzel, that's in my backyard. It's like, it's this hard pretzel, it's in pieces, and it's in this area of my backyard. And I immediately called Siobhan, and I said, hey, who threw this outside? I mean, what the heck? I mean, there's a tree above us, but this is a huge piece of pretzel. And she's like, I don't know what's going on. And immediately our first thought was, hey, it might be that kid. It might be someone that's upset. It might be. Immediately, I had to actually stop that thought, stop it completely, and rearrange it and say, you know what? If someone threw this, it would be scattered. It's neatly in this one area. So if someone threw it from over my fence or my gate, it would have been scattered. Like, I'm talking myself out of the negative. I'm talking myself out of, hey, if I catch someone in my yard, you know, I'm talking myself out of this. So this is how you redirect your thoughts. But initially, what was so comfortable was saying, hey, it must be him, even though I have no proof. But that's how it goes. This is that cultural base where you do something, someone does something, eye for an eye. It just never ends. But I'm going to stop that cycle. And I knew immediately that seeing that broken up hard pretzel in my backyard is a test. Hey, Stace, how are you gonna think about this one? It's a test. What are you going to say? You know, how are you going to react instead of responding? What are you going to say? So immediately I got the negative thoughts. You know what? It must be him. What? Wait till I see him. You know, I'm going to get cameras. You know, those are negative thoughts. And then I went to, you know what? I think it might be a squirrel. Okay. Up in that tree. Maybe just dropped it. I mean, the inexplicable, right? But that's the frame of mind that I'd rather be on instead of thinking negative. So let me get right into these steps. And you have to know that I did these and I'm going to do them for a week right now with you guys, and I'll let you know about my progress on Monday the 26th in an episode. So it's easy to fall into a trap of negativity, as you could see with my story, and I'm sure you guys have a bunch of stories just like that one and how easy it was to get upset failing the test. Pretty much I look at everything as a test. If you know, there's a precursor or a prerequisite to these steps. It's noticing that everything and being aware that everything is just a test. And how you respond or how you react will be the outcome and then the progression or not progressing to your final goal of who you want to be, conscious, aware, uncomfortable, okay? Start saying to yourself, everything is a test, everything. You know, someone cuts you in line at the grocery store. It's just a test. What's your reaction? What's your response? Hey, no, go ahead, right ahead. It's fine. Or, hey, I was here. Don't you see the sign? You know, don't you see I was here? Don't you see? You know, it's easy to go into the negative trap. That's why it's comfortable. So here are the three steps. Number one, find a quiet place, lay or sit down, and allow yourself to relax. Okay? You're going to need about 15 minutes for this. So find a quiet place. Lay or sit down, allow yourself to relax, close your eyes, and just lay there, okay? Before you start, just really be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the present moment, okay? You know, don't pay attention to any of the noises around you. Just lay or sit down in a quiet place and just relax. In your head, tell yourself that you are relaxing. So say, you know what? I am relaxing. And you will go into a state of deep relaxation on a countdown. So tell yourself, hey, listen, on number one, I will be in a full state of relaxation. I will count down to one, and on one, I will be in a full state of relaxation. Pick a number, any number. You could count down from five, you could count down from three, but pick a number and go slowly and say 10. I am relaxing. I'm getting relaxed. I am relaxing. I feel myself relaxed. My muscles are relaxing. My head is relaxing. My joints are relaxing. My cells are relaxing. Say to yourself, talk down, and then go 9, you know, and say, listen, on one, you will be in a full state of relaxation. So do this. I usually pick 10 because then, you know, when your mind wanders off, you could still have a number to catch up or something. But it's going to wander off, and this is what this is about. So pick any number and count down. Tell yourself the exact number. You will feel 100% relaxed. On one, 100% relaxed. Close your eyes and let your mind wander off, okay? Totally wander off. Pay attention to your thoughts. Whether negative or positive, it doesn't really matter. Just notice what you are thinking to yourself. Thoughts will come in and your mind will be noisy at first, okay? You don't know what to think of, so you're just going to allow every thought to come in. Initiate another countdown, maybe like 3-4 minutes later after your mind is wandering. Initiate another countdown to yourself in your mind, and this time visualize the numbers as you count down. So with your eyes closed, visualize the number 10. Say to yourself you're getting relaxed and visualize 9. Just visualize the number, because visualization, and we're going to get into it deeper in a different episode, but visualization is key. It's just the final icing, the cherry on top is visualization. So this will prepare you for that. So visualize the numbers during your countdown. During the process of the countdown, notice your thoughts wanting to interrupt, okay? So you're getting to like 7 and you notice that it's wandering off. Oh, let me bring it back, 7, okay? Notice that though, and it's fine, okay? Notice how the act of focusing on the countdown eliminates and lessens the mind chatter. Lessens the thought, lessens the automatic process. Just focusing on something will eliminate the noise in your head. Then after that countdown, demand to yourself that you control your thoughts. Say, I control my thoughts. I control my thoughts. Then thank yourself for having the ability to consciously control your thoughts anytime you want. Stacy, I wanted to thank you for allowing me to control my thoughts anytime I want. Thank you. Thank yourself. Okay? Continue saying this to yourself until you forget to. Pretty much just go off and just leave it alone. Then don't think. To not think, you must focus on not thinking. This is the hard part. This was very hard for me, actually. When I first started meditating, they're like, okay, let the thoughts wander off and just go in and go out. And I'm like, what do you mean? What? I'm thinking all sorts of things. But think about your mind's voice. Think about what you're saying to yourself. That's how you stop the other thoughts. You focus on one thing. So to think is, and to not think is to think about not thinking. You understand? Okay, it's going to be hard, and I don't expect that you're going to be a mind-controlling wizard, and I'm still not that. I'm not even close, but this is, I think, the correct step to getting to a place where you could see, where you could notice how easy it is to control your thoughts. Okay, do this for about a week, and you'll start to take notice how significant and powerful you are, because to be in control is to have power, okay? To be in control is to have power. You're powerful when you're in control, okay? The next step in the process is changing how you commute, whether to work. You know, usually we turn on the radio, listen to some jams during the commute, and be 100% out of control with our thoughts we have. So we're going to regain that control during commute, walk, jog, however you get from point A to point B. You know, usually you throw on the headset. We're going to throw on the headset, the headphones, but we're not going to put any music in there. We're just going to test ourselves, okay? If you're commuting and you see an accident up the road, right? You know it's an accident, and you're like, you're probably a mile, 2 miles away from the accident, and you're saying to yourself, the reason that there's an accident is because people are rubbernecking, right? You always say that to yourself. If people would just go past the accident, this traffic jam wouldn't happen. So what I want to test you, and just a side note, is once you go up to the accident, once you're passing the accident, don't look. Keep your head focused, keep your head on the road, your eyes on the road. Don't look, because automatically, what does culture say? What does statistics say? That we're all going to look, right? We're humans. We love seeing stuff like that. We love seeing the lights on the police car and the ambulance. We love seeing that action and activity. Well, I challenge you not to look. Just drive right on by. Head straight forward. Okay? I want you to carry on without falling into the comfortable trap. During your commute, turn off your radio and phone. Okay? Unless you like absolutely need it, your phone, but usually we don't absolutely need our phone. And find all the beautiful things in nature. I need you to look outside and think and see things differently. Take a look at people, focus on what you're thinking, the instinctual thoughts that come up. I want you to notice these instinctual thoughts that come up. Redirect them and make them positive. So for example, someone cuts you off in traffic. Instead of getting upset, blowing your horn, speeding up, trying to cut them off the next time, going around them, wonder how blessed you are, okay? Think how blessed you are that there wasn't a fender bender, there wasn't an accident, that you're okay, you know, that the act of them going over suddenly didn't cause an accident. Thank them. Think about how blessed you are for that. Thank yourself. Think maybe they didn't see you. Think maybe they just got enough courage, okay, to drive again after having a horrible, horrific accident. And they haven't driven for years. And that was their first day driving. And they just got scared and they went over. They're like, you know what? You know, I need to get off this road. They're full of anxiety. Think about that. Think about some stories that you could place on someone. For you instead to think positively instead of negatively. So sometimes I make up stories for everyone, okay? Someone, like I said, someone cuts you off in line. Maybe they need this medicine. Maybe they need to go right now because someone's sick, you know? Think about the other things. Maybe they never meant to do it. That's the easiest way to think about it. They never meant to do it. Redirect your thoughts. Allow the old negative thoughts to come up and redirect them with new positive and peaceful thoughts. Look around you, be aware of your surroundings, the buildings, the people, the sky, the clouds. I love looking up there. The power of thought. Everything you see is the power of thought. Look at how powerful you are because you were given the same creative, inventive self, higher self, just as the person that created the cars, the roads, the bridge, the skyscrapers, the houses, the buildings, the roads, everything. You have that power and thank them for giving it to the world. So thank the person that first thought of that creative aspect right there. Thank them. You know, the car that you're driving. Who created this? It's all started with thought. And you have that same energy. So the final step in changing your thoughts and from automatic to manual is journaling. And this is, you could start right now. For those who already journals, if you journal already and you're listening to this show, that's great. That's awesome. I love that. I've been journaling now for maybe about a year and a half. And off and on in the first like 6 months, you're like, oh, I got a journal. Oh my God, I got a journal. But I've been going steadily for about a year and a half. And this week with you guys, I'm going to journal every day in this same format that you're about to hear. It's a great benefit to your journey. It's a much needed because you could always go back and document your life and see how that changed affected you. Look at what you're saying now. Matter of fact, I'm going to journal right after this episode. Get my journaling in. Just say thanks. You don't need a fancy schmancy leather journal to get started. You don't need to go spend money, hit Amazon up for a journal. You don't need to go to Walgreens or CVS or your local, you know, Staples for a fancy schmancy journal. Get yourself some index cards, print a paper, use an old notebook. It'll do just fine. Journal twice a day for a week. Once when you wake up upon rising, write down how you feel immediately. Usually mine starts with how blessed I am for waking up because I know millions went to bed. Thousands didn't wake up. Tens of thousands didn't wake up today. So just for that reason alone, I am thankful and I am blessed. And it's another day to achieve and live my dreams and change the world. So it's another opportunity for that. What am I going to do with my day? Already you're seizing the day by doing that. Next, appreciate the people in your life or who made contact in your life. So it could be strangers. You know, someone, you held the door for them, they had a smile, and that smile just resonated with you. Appreciate that smile. Then write down why you appreciate them. Friends, families, customers, your boss, coworkers, strangers, as I said. Jot down 2 to 3 small things. You know, jot down two to three small things, and it could just be words that why you appreciate them. You know, make me smile, make me laugh, encourages me. My mom for supporting me, my girlfriend for being there during the hard times that I had, you know, just some appreciation. And then after that, in your journal, write down 2 to 3 small things that you intend to accomplish for that day. It could be anything, such as going to the grocery store, you know, 1 hour of reading, sending email, finishing writing up something for a project, starting a project, researching how to form a business. You know, you always want to start a business. Today, I am going to actually do the research for it. I'm going to write it down. Research how to start a business and watch a couple videos. You know, listen to a podcast today. You know, think about my thoughts. So something like, just 2 to 3 small things that you intend to accomplish for today. Something that you would have normally done, but, you know, things that you need to cross off the list that you might have had it in your head, but you didn't have it on paper. So finally, write down how you plan to think for the day. This is important. Something such as, I am thinking positive about my promotion, my business, my relationship. I'm thinking positive about my family member. My thoughts are positive. My thoughts are happy. How are you going to think today? Today, I am going to be more aware of my thoughts and redirect them at any given point. I want to be positive. I am thinking positive about my life. I am in total control of my thoughts, and I only have positive, supportive, loving, and harmonious thoughts. Any thoughts that doesn't serve my journey, doesn't serve my life, I am able to redirect them into positive and happy thoughts. So that's when you rise. You write all of that. When you wake up, before you go to bed, you do a reflection and just write how you felt that day. Could be one paragraph. Just write what you want. And then just make sure you review what you wrote in the AM. And see what's going on, okay? So that's what we're going to do for 1 week. And I'm going to start probably tonight. I'll start the journaling piece. I'm going to probably meditate later on. So I'll start that. And I'm not going to do any commuting today, but I will definitely start that tomorrow. So do this for a week. And of course, I will too. Let's make it dynamic, though. Head over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheComfortKiller. /TheComfortKiller to share your progress, success, or challenges. Email me directly at thecomfortkiller@gmail.com. If you need some help during any difficult period during this week challenge, we could set up a coaching call for free. We could talk for free. I'll give you a free 30-minute coaching call to help you achieve today's action items. That's my gift to you, as my intention is to provide value, which is my experience, and help shift the world. So that's my intention. So it's free, you know. So if you need help, you want to talk, 30 minutes. Yeah, shout me out on Twitter as well, at Stacy A. Cross. Stacy A. Cross, S-T-A-C-Y A. Cross. Let me know how everything is going with your action items, and let's connect. So in the show notes, the resource today to support today's show, I'll give you that. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm giving away a copy of The Success Principle by Jack Canfield, and I want you to email me. All you have to do is email me. It's a quick 2-second thing, okay? So my progress will be in an episode on Monday, October 26th, next week. I'm going to do this for a week with you guys. Subscribe to this podcast if you're loving what I'm pushing, okay? My iTunes link is in the show notes. Leave a review and a 5-star rating if this show is something you appreciate, that something that's helping you shift your life, I'd appreciate that, and I appreciate you for taking the time to listen, share, review, and rate my podcast. Listen, you can find my show at getuncomfortable.podomatic.com. After this show, exactly right now, I'm going to start working on the website, and we'll have that up and running as the one place you could go to get everything uncomfortable, okay? I appreciate you listening. Again, the time right now on my watch is 8:37 p.m., 2037. The date, 10/19. Happy birthday, Siobhan. Again, there will never, ever, ever be another day like this. Comfort killer!